The late African dictator Idi Amin was never content with being called President of Uganda. At news conferences, he favored more fanciful titles like Conqueror of the British Empire. One name that Idi Amin gave himself, the Last King of Scotland, now serves as the title for a fact-based movie thriller. Bob Mondello has this review.
Idi Amin came to power in a military coup in 1971, and because the regime he toppled was corrupt and violent, he was initially greeted with open arms. As portrayed by Forrest Whitaker, he sounds like a classic populist, giving speeches that quote the real Idi Amin word for word.
Bibi Idi Amin Dada, and I want to promise you, this will be a government of action, not of words.
Soldiers scan the crowd for signs of trouble, but find none.
I may wear the uniform of a general, but Kwinye Moyo Wangu, in my heart, I am a simple man like you.
It's an engaging political performance, and a young Scottish doctor named Nicholas gets so swept up in its man-of-the-people ethos that he seriously oversteps a little later. While bandaging the general's hand after a jeep crashes into some livestock, he impulsively grabs a gun and puts a dying cow out of its misery, then turns back to his patient to see a scowl that wasn't there back at that speech in the village.
You took my gun?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Nicholas, I'm Dr. Nicholas Garrigan. I work at the medical compound in Magambo. I'm a doctor.
You are British?
Well, I'm Scottish. Yeah, I'm Scottish.
Scottish?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say so? I fought with the Scots against the Mau Mau. Great soldiers. Very brave. Let me tell you, if I could be anything instead of a Ugandan, I would be a Scot.
Right, really?
Really? Except for the red hair, which I'm sure is attractive to your women, but which we Africans, we find this quite disgusting.
There's the populist again. Within days, the young doctor, played by James McAvoy, is part of the president's retinue, his personal physician guiding the nation's hospital system. And it's from that vantage point, a gilded cage if ever there was one, that he watches as 50,000 Asians are deported and reports surface of the slaughter of thousands of dissidents, their bodies thrown to crocodiles, and the dictator's mood shifts become more and more volatile.
I want you to tell me what to do!
You want me to tell you what to do?
Yes, you are my advisor. You are the only one I can trust in here. You should have told me not to throw the Asians out in the first place. I begged, but you did not persuade me, Nicholas. You did not persuade me.
Director Kevin MacDonald cut his teeth on documentaries and shooting on location in Uganda, reportedly the first Western filmmaker to do so since The African Queen a half century ago. He gives Idi Amin's story a cinematic urgency to match its historical events. The Young Doctor, let's note, is a fictional character, a composite created by Giles Foden for his novel, The Last King of Scotland, but is played by McAvoy. He's intriguingly conflicted, and if his plot arc doesn't always ring plausible, well, he's not the story anyway. Forrest Whitaker's Idi Amin is the story, commanding, fearsome, wild-eyed, and all too scarily human for a man you desperately want to dismiss as a monster. I'm Bob Mondello.
And you can hear an interview with Forrest Whitaker at our website, npr.org.